Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Your partner in good health and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 29 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The political world is marking the death of Jimmy Carter. The 39th president passed away yesterday at the age of 100. He accomplished a number of foreign policy goals while in office, though his term was marred by high inflation, low employment, and the Iran hostage crisis. Though Carter's second act happened after he lost the 1980 election.
He was just 56 years old when he left the White House and sure of the future. But instead of avoiding the spotlight, President Carter and his wife stepped right into it in a different way. They worked with Habitat for Humanity, building homes for the poor. And through the Carter Center, they traveled the world, helping nations end disease and monitor foreign elections. His work promoting human rights won him the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002.
ABC's Steve Osunsami reporting from the Carter Center in Georgia. President-elect Donald Trump has endorsed Republican Mike Johnson to be House Speaker. This is ABC News. Ukraine is getting more military help in its war with Russia. The Biden administration this morning announcing around $2.5 billion in new military aid. Tomorrow afternoon, people will start packing into Times Square for the New Year's Eve party. Today, ABC's Aaron Katursky was there with security preparations well underway.
Along with the gleaming crystal ball, confetti and lights, there are metal fences and concrete barriers and security checkpoints. Thousands of officers are going to be on duty in Times Square, and the NYPD will deploy drones and dogs and helicopters to watch over the crowd cramming into the streets just outside here to greet 2025. With hundreds of thousands of fellow revelers.
Officials say right now there are no credible threats. And the world's population likely increased by 71 million people this year. That estimate out today from the U.S. Census Bureau. That would put the worldwide population just under 8.1 billion people on New Year's Day. I'm Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. Family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a dense fog advisory in effect until midnight tonight. It was due to expire at noon. It has been extended until midnight. Mainly cloudy with lingering fog, generally light to moderate, a high of 34. Tonight, cloudy with fog likely dense in many locations. In addition, a chance of light drizzle and rain or snow mix overnight. Minor accumulations with a low of 29. On Tuesday, areas of fog in the morning. Otherwise, mainly cloudy with a chance of light snow. Minor accumulations expected with a high of 32. In Richland Center, it's 29 degrees.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A dense fog advisory has been extended until midnight tonight for the entire listening area. Expect visibility to be a quarter mile or less. Low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. Icy spots will develop on untreated roads, bridges, and overpasses. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. The oldest living U.S. president of all time has passed away. Lisa Hale has more.
Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia.
Former President Jimmy Carter left a lasting impact on Milwaukee through his work with Habitat for Humanity in 1989. Carter and his wife led a week-long project to build 6 new homes and rehab 8 others. The effort brought together thousands of volunteers and showcased the former president's commitment to affordable housing and community service. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff in honor of the passing of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. The governor's order is effective immediately and ends at sunset Tuesday, January 28th. A Madison pastor says one of the children injured in a high school shooting earlier this month is recovering. Lighthouse Church senior pastor Marcio Sierra Jr. said in a social media post that the student, only identified as Sammy, is awake and conscious after being shot and critically injured in the attack at Abundant Life School earlier this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Sierra gave permission to publish that information he shared on Facebook. The students who were injured in the shooting have not been publicly named, and Sierra says the child's family remains very private. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025, but the length of it takes time for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer.
The U.S. Senate now takes over 6 months on average to confirm presidential nominees, a timeline that has more than doubled for recent presidents. Delays stem partly from individual senators holding nominees to extract concessions. On November 21st, Senator Ron Johnson called for streamlining confirmations. Trump has proposed using recess appointments to bypass the Senate entirely. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call shares thoughts on impaired driving. In a year-end interview, the AG said intervention and treatment can play a role in reducing OWI cases. Call said for those struggling with addiction, having interventions happen early in the process and following up to support those is likely to reduce the number of cases. The Democratic AG said the state has some good programs in place for addiction and substance use treatment. Law enforcement will be out on New Year's Eve, traditionally one of the most dangerous times for crashes involving drunk drivers. Call says he knows Wisconsin's district attorneys make appropriate charging decisions in OWI cases. The Department of Workforce Development recognized UW Health as a Vets Ready employer and awarded it a gold certification in the large size business category. UW Health initiated participation in the Wisconsin Military Medics and Corpsman program. UW Health also temporarily waives the credential and license requirements for eligible military members so they can work in civilian health care roles while getting additional medical licenses. UW Health also supports their employees who still serve in the military and those who have retired or separated from military service with a resource group. A state appeals court upheld a lower court ruling to award the group American Oversight with over $240,000 in legal fees relating to open records lawsuits against Michael Gableman. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and accusations that his office broke open records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling holding Gableman's office in contempt. Wisconsin residents who drive an electric vehicle should be prepared for an extra tax when using public charging stations in the new year. Among a number of other New Year rule changes, there will be a new 3 cents per kilowatt tax at public charging stations, and businesses like hotels that offer EV chargers will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Transportation officials say the added tax will help provide funding for road improvement projects and estimate it will generate over $3 million in revenue next year. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.75 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 5.7 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.43 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 76 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 11.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 0.5 cents in the last week and stands at $3.47 per gallon. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Without tariffs, gas prices are expected to stay below $3 per gallon for several weeks here in Wisconsin. The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
There could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of Wisconsin businesses would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding Wisconsin residents to check their current property tax bill for the lottery and gaming credit. The credit provides direct property tax relief to qualifying taxpayers on their property tax bills displayed as reduction of property taxes due. Lottery proceeds are paid into a separate segregated state fund. This year's estimated average lottery and gaming credit on property tax bills is $213. To qualify for the lottery and gaming credit, you must be a Wisconsin resident, own a dwelling, and use it as your primary residence as of the January 1st certification date of the year the property taxes are levied, in this case, January 1st, 2024. If an owner is temporarily absent, typically for a period no longer than 6 months, the primary residence is the home where the owner returns. Principal dwelling means any dwelling the owner uses as their primary residence. You cannot claim the lottery and gaming credit on business property, rental units, vacant land, garages, or other property that is not the owner's primary residence. If a property owner is eligible for the credit as of January 1st, 2024, they should use the online portal to apply for the lottery and gaming credit. DOR will send the information to the county treasurer where the property is located or to the city treasurer if the property is located in a city that collects taxes under the state law. A property owner only needs to apply for the credit one time. Once applied, the credit will continue annually for that residence. Lottery and gaming credit information, including the online application portal, walkthrough videos, and common questions are located on the Lottery and Gaming Credit Forums page on DOR's website. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The U.S. Census Bureau has released its population projections. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Foggy North has you covered. Whether it's Christmas, a birthday, or just because, give a gift that stands out. Choose from specialty and regular coffees, locally made, cozy mugs and tumblers, and unique Muscadet mushroom apparel. Not sure what to pick? A Foggy North gift card is always the right choice. Stop by the gift shop and coffee bar to find something for everyone on your list. Foggy North, where every gift is a little more special.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 29 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. As the nation prepares to ring in the new year, the U.S. Census Bureau today projected the U.S. population will reach 341,145,670 at midnight Eastern Standard Time on January 1st. This represents an increase of 2,640,171 from last January 1st and 9,696,329 from Census Day, April 1st, 2020. In January 2025, the United States is expected to experience one birth every 9 seconds and one death every 9.4 seconds. Meanwhile, net international migration is expected to add one person to the U.S. population every 23.2 seconds. The combination of births, deaths, and net international migration increases the U.S. population by one person every 21.2 seconds. The projected world population on January 1st is over 8 billion, an increase of over 71 million from New Year's Day 2024. During January 2025, 4.2 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. As the year comes to a close, the American Red Cross asked donors to give blood or platelets now. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. 4 opportunities to give will be held this week. The first will be Tuesday from 11 to 4 at the Comfort Inn in New Lisbon. The second will be held Thursday from 1 to 6 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to join the DNR at one of several first-day hikes scheduled at state properties on New Year's Day. Participating in a first-day hike is a healthy, refreshing way to kick off the new year. First-day hikes have a specific start time and gathering spot, providing a great introduction to winter adventuring for beginner hikers or those new to exploring Wisconsin's natural areas. Experienced hikers are invited to share their knowledge and help build the state's outdoor community. Warm clothing, hats, gloves, warm boots, or insulated hiking shoes are highly recommended. While many properties will be hosting first-day hikes around the state, a Keystone Anniversary celebration will take place at Mirror Lake State Park in Baraboo. Join staff at the boat launch parking lot for a brief program at 11, followed by a guided 1.5-mile hike on the Echo Rock and Cliffwood Coulee Trails. The Echo Rock Trail is a 0.3-mile universally accessible paved trail leading to a scenic overlook. From the overlook, attendees can choose to return to the parking lot or continue on to the Cliffwood Coulee Trail. Refreshments will be provided and a fire will be lit to keep people warm. First-day hikes are free, but a vehicle admission pass or state trail pass may be required. For those who need a state park daily admission pass, a free one may be available at your local library. For details on first-day hike events, visit the DNR events calendar. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that they will be able to target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting January 4th through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Any trout caught during this time will need to be immediately released. All anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. Tips on how to release your catch responsibly can be found on the DNR's Responsible Release webpage. Anglers will be able to keep the trout they catch once the general hook and line season opens on May 3rd, provided bag limits and length requirements are met. Check the guide to Wisconsin's trout fishing regulations for specifics. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are both good until March 31st, and can be purchased online through Go Wild or at one of the many licensed sales locations throughout the state. April 1st, anglers will need a 2025-26 fishing license and inland trout stamp. For a look at trout streams across the state, access the Trout Tool, and additional trout fishing information on the DNR's Inland Trout Fishing webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or a stamp for trout or salmon. Clinic plans should include anglers with limited mobility. Many state properties and community partners have accommodations or equipment to make the outdoors accessible for all. Learn about the available accommodations at state-managed properties on the DNR's Accessible Recreation webpage and other options from partner organizations. Those planning to host a winter free fishing weekend event are asked to submit registration and materials request forms by January 8th. The clinic will be promoted and educational materials will be sent. Anglers ages 15 and under may fish without a license any day of the year. Therefore, organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing. Clinic hosts are advised to consult the trout regulations when planning clinics and outings, while catch and release trout streams are included. Only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. All other fishing regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. The International Crane Foundation is calling all artists to submit their artwork for a chance to be featured on the new Texas Whooping Crane Outreach trailer. Artwork will go through two rounds of judging. The first round will be judged by staff of the International Crane Foundation. Then finalists will be posted to social media to select the winner. Winners will be announced in early 2025. The artwork must be 8x10 portrait orientation, including a whooping crane, and represent the Texas Gulf Coast whooping crane habitat. You may submit art in any two-dimensional medium, including digital illustrations. However, you may not submit AI-generated art, photos or videos, or artwork that is not your own. For complete details, go online to savingcranes.org, click on Learn and then News. The deadline for submission is January 31st. There is no minimum or maximum age to participate. It's 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end of the year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
It's 29 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, December 30th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel, died Friday at home. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at noon at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Homer Cemetery, rural Boscobel. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Simrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Kendall Funeral Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Zink is survived by his wife, Sherry, seven children, Christina and Chris Stockton of Bloomington, Minnesota, Eric Zink of Onalaska, AJ and Tara Zink of Deer Park, Joanna and Lucas Glassbrenner of Boscobel, Todd and Lan Zink of Vietnam, Kimberly and Perry Labor of Destin, Florida, and Kevin Zink of Boscobel. 14 grandchildren, a sister, Betty Harwood of Ripon, two brothers, Gary Zink of Middleton and Jim Zink of Gleason, Tennessee, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry E. Zink, 78, of Boscobel. David Kenneth, Ken Manning Jr., 68, of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center, died Friday at home from an apparent heart attack. A memorial service will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at Brookwood High School in Ontario. Friends may call Saturday from 11 until 1:30. Ken Manning Jr. is survived by his wife of 22 years, Lori, daughter Jill Manning and Chris Carey of Westby, two sons, Paul and Chelsea Manning of Holman, and Tyler and Lauren Manning of La Crosse, stepsons Chris Neely of La Crosse and Nick Neely of Seattle, Washington, the mother of his children, Sue Brevik of Westby, seven grandchildren, his mother, Alma Manning of Rural Richland Center, father-in-law, Mel Carl of La Crosse, brothers, Rick and Deb Manning of Cazenovia, Brandy and Heidi Manning of Rural Richland Center, and Terry and Beth Manning of Green Bay, brothers-in-law, Todd and Mary Beth Carl of Lakeland, Minnesota, and Randy and Jackie Carl of La Crosse, along with many nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. David Kenneth, Ken Manning Jr., 68 of La Crosse, formerly of Rural Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 11th, at 3 o'clock at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Becky Salmon is survived by her husband, Rick, three children, Nathan Gander and Shannon Collins of Gays Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer, seven grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday, April 25th, from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include two children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rollbecky, four grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to John and Lily Durst, Eric and Lauren Herzog, and Mark and Brooke Kinney. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Monday afternoon to you. Well, we're just about at the bottom of the calendar, and we will go to the top of a new calendar, of course, with 2025 just around the corner. And this time around, I want to remark on what January looks like temperature-wise, and I've been studying the long-term data, and it looks like overall the month of January, if it's not around average, might be a little bit below average temperature-wise, as we have some pretty good shots of Arctic air starting to set up and will work their way through the Midwest as we head through the first and second weeks of January. The middle to end of the first full week of January, January 8th to the 11th, could have nighttime lows 10 to 20 below zero and daytime highs in the single digits. And then when you factor in the wind, it of course feels much colder. As for snow, I'm not seeing a lot in the next 7 to 10 days. There is the potential for a winter storm late Saturday night, Sunday into Sunday night. The forecast models are really kind of just out to lunch on where this will track, so I have low confidence as far as predicting any totals at this time, but it could be a few inches of accumulating snow for our area later this coming weekend, followed then by that Arctic cold. So here's your detailed forecast. This afternoon, mainly cloudy with lingering fog, generally light to moderate, a high around 34, and then more fog tonight, dense in many locations, a chance of some light drizzle, maybe a little rain snow mix overnight, lows around 29. Areas of fog early Tuesday, then the wind picks up, mix up the atmosphere from the northwest, and we will have a mainly cloudy sky with a chance of light snow, just minor accumulations, if anything, that falls. Tuesday night, then mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, feeling chilly for any New Year's Eve activities as temperatures drop to about 20 and wind chills sink into the low teens. New Year's Day, partly cloudy, a chance of flurries, 25. Thursday, Friday, highs between about 20 and 25, lows between about 10 and 15. Both days look mostly sunny, and Saturday then a mix of clouds and sun with increasing clouds and highs around 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently cloudy with light fog and 30 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 43, our low this morning was 23. Our high so far, our current temperature of 30. The record high for this state was set 20 years ago today, 2004, 57 degrees. The record low for this date, 18 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 35 with a low of 21. Sunset tonight will be at 4:35 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 2 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 29.73 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy with light fog, 30 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Paving the way to a carbon pipeline network for the Upper Midwest. Next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Public utilities officials in both North Dakota and Minnesota recently approved plans for pipelines to transfer carbon to a proposed underground storage site in North Dakota. A company called Summit Carbon is planning a pipeline network connecting biorefineries like ethanol plants to that storage site. Tom Bias is CEO of the American Carbon Alliance, an industry advocate.
People need to understand the facts surrounding the carbon pipelines and what it will do, not just for the ethanol industry and not just for the farmer, but the rural communities. When the ethanol industry came along and created this whole new marketplace, you don't see those communities all dry up like we do in areas where they don't have that opportunity. And I think if people will keep that in perspective, then they and the regulators that help make these determinations will understand how important it is.
Bias says the pipeline will provide biofuels producers new opportunities.
And this type of change is so important for farmers and rural communities. This is about economic development and having markets that restore profitability to farmers, which the last couple of years has been going the wrong way.
Bias returns tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
The start of 2025 could be better. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A market analyst suggests there's not much friendly news for corn and soybean prices to begin 2025. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing says demand has been a bright spot.
That's about it for now because we have no weather story to talk about. We would need a dramatic shift in the weather in South America come January as those beans there are in their bigger developmental stage.
She tells Brownfield growers might try to produce more to compensate for low prices.
To be able to gain dollars. And I just think back to 2014 to 2019 when for 5-6 years we were just stuck in that trough of low prices because we had so much supply surplus. So it's going to take a weather issue at this point. And thankfully, demand in general is still pretty good.
Bloom encourages farmers to take advantage of any bounces in the market with cash sales and to watch basis levels closely. The Associate Director of Transportation and Infrastructure with the Illinois Farm Bureau says farmers have the option of training CDL drivers on the farm. Rodney Knittel sells Brownfield.
If you have the right credentials, which is really 2 years of owning a CDL, you can become your own training provider. Of course, there's some procedures that you have to do and testing that you have to give to the trainees and a little bit of record keeping that you have to do.
He says many areas are facing driver shortages, so on-farm training could be an attractive option.
For a person that's going to use their CDL for a few times a year, to make an investment of $4,000 or $5,000 to go to a school is kind of quite a bit. And so doing it on your own can make the process a little bit, at least financially, burdensome.
Knittel says on-farm CDL training must follow federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration guidelines, and he encourages interested farmers to contact their local County Farm Bureau office to learn more. The chairman of the United Soybean Board says farmer investment in the checkoff continues to show its value.
4.5 to 1 was the return for the dollar investment.
Philip Good says increasing demand provides opportunities for growers.
Exports are very important to every farmer out there when you think that 58% of our market is exports. So this study was showing and emphasized once again the importance of exports.
He tells Brownfield the U.S. soybean industry is critical to the nation's economy. Good raises soybeans, corn, cattle, and catfish with his son in Macon, Mississippi. The USDA reports a sale of more than 20,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil to India for delivery this marketing year. India is the world's largest purchaser of edible oils, buying mainly for cooking use. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield market updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets. At midday on Monday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be a part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet. The big features for the day should just be the distribution of the show list. No bids or asking prices are available yet. Early expectations are for another round of higher prices this week due to strong demand for beef and buyers not wanting to be caught short, even during the holidays. Last week, in light to moderate activity, live business was a dollar higher than the previous week, and dress sales in the north were up $2. Box beef at midday sharply higher with very light movement. Choice is up $3 at $325.38, and select beef is $2.96 higher at $294.09. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to the last sale 2 weeks ago, feeder steers and heifers are steady to $5 higher. USDA says receipts were up from the previous test and this time last year, with a yearling special also included in the auction. 67% of the offering are feeder steers, and 60% of all feeder cattle weighed more than 600 pounds. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds are reported at 275 to 313. 7 to 8 weight steers brought 258 to 270. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 550 to 650 range from 257 to 310. 650 to 750 pound heifers sold at 244 to 263. Cash hogs are steady to higher with a very light opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. It is a slow start to the second consecutive holiday week, and the trend over the next couple of days will depend on how current buyers want to stay ahead of the new year. It does look like at least some of those buyers will bid up into Monday's close to move more of the needed numbers. The major direct markets are not reported due to confidentiality. The five-day rolling average for national direct barrels and gilts is 79.10, with Iowa Southern Minnesota at 79.36 and the Western Corn Belt averaging 79.31. The butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garneville, Iowa are steady at 52. Illinois direct sows are steady at 32 to 44 on moderate to good demand for moderate offerings. Barrows and gilts in Illinois are steady at 46 to 56 on moderate demand and offerings. Pork at midday up 77 cents at 95.84. Solid gains in loins, butts, picnics, and ribs canceled out losses in the hams and the bellies. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hello, this is Chase Hessen with Timsock Auction Realty. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessen. Have a great day.
Corn and hogs are lower. Soybeans and cattle are mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are on the mostly lower side of things after the higher start to the session. The trade is monitoring forecasts for drier weather in parts of Argentina and Brazil. Still, forecasts are mixed, and crops overall in South America remain in very good condition. January beans are down 5 at 975. March is 2 1/4 lower at 987.5. January bean meal's up 20 cents at 301.10. January soybean oil's 21 higher at 39.75. Corn's lower, also unable to follow through on its early gains, watching development conditions in South America. Feed, fuel, and export demand are ongoing positives, limiting losses at least a little bit. March corn's down 3.5 at 450.5. May's 3.5 lower at 458. And wheat's mixed. Crop conditions in Russia are declining, and exports are slowing down ahead of the official cap going into effect in February. There are at least slight chances of winter kill in parts of the U.S. plains, with conditions in much of the Midwest and plains expected to turn sharply colder. March Chicago's up 3/4 at 547.25. March Kansas City's down 3/4 at 553.75. March Minneapolis is 2.5 lower at 592.75. Cattle are mixed out of this week's direct business. February live's down 25 at 190.40. April's 25 lower at 193.10. January feeders are up 5 at 261.42. March feeders are 22 higher at 260.77. And hogs are down sharply on technical selling despite generally positive cash and wholesale fundamentals on Monday. February's down 245 at 81.70. April lean's 215 lower at 87.37. In the broader market, crude oil is higher. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
How buzzwords in the food industry have impacted production practices. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Sustainability, efficiency, climate conscious. Those are all trendy words in the food industry. Chris Cook with Syngenta says as consumers have asked more questions about where their food comes from, it's also providing more opportunities for producers.
People really started to say, hey, where is my food coming from? I've become very disconnected with it. So not only where is it coming from, but I want to better understand how it's produced. Every product in the marketplace, honestly, I want to better understand how it's produced. Is it produced in a sustainable manner? And those two intersections are coming together right now where there's a benefit to any company, really, be it in the food sector or any other sector, saying we want to have that opportunity. Our customers, the public is asking for products that are produced more sustainably, and we're going to work within our supply chains to drive that behavior as well, all the way down to the manufacturers of the base products that go into our systems.
Cook tells Brownfield this isn't necessarily a new concept for many livestock producers.
Every producer inherently is sustainable. They all are, because that's how you stay in business. If you're not doing it better, doing it more efficiently, if you're not taking care of the land and the soil and everything else over time, you're not going to be in business.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Nothing breeds innovation like a little friendly competition among farmers. The Wisconsin Soybean Program's annual yield contest was designed to encourage growers across the state to develop innovative management practices. In an effort to be more efficient and time-friendly for entrants, the contest has been revamped for 2023. Check out what's new and fill out an entry form by visiting wisoybean.org/WSA. You won't want to miss out on this opportunity to highlight your operation and Wisconsin's outstanding production practices.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Americans are remembering the service and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter after he died yesterday at 100.